Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hogue and Johns Podcast.
Glad he didn't do this because Tyrique Stevenson, you know, among all players, needs to keep things in the lines of the field. But if Tyrique Stevenson, after he ripped it out and they handed it to Matt Eberflus, like, here's your takeaway.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
I love the music. I love the person we're talking to. He's awesome. He is a White Sox fan. So I guess the question, what about the White Sox, really applies to Adam Hogue earlier today from one of our texters. He joins us now. He is the host of the Hogue and Johns podcast on CHGO. He's also part of the CHGO Bears coverage. And he's just a good Bears talker, and occasionally he will be a high school special teams coach. He's a man for all seasons. He is Adam Hogue, and he joins us on our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Adam, what is your confidence level, at least after what you saw in the Cowboys game, for the Bears going into this Raiders game?
It's pretty high, actually. It's I think it depends what we're talking about. You know, confidence level of the win the game is a little bit different than confidence level that I think they can keep some of this offensive momentum going. I feel better about that part of it. You know, kind of removing the Bears defense from the equation for a second. I think from a matchup standpoint, the Raiders defense has a number of holes, and one of those holes being something the Bears have been really good at so far this season, which is throwing the ball deep. They've been doing it actually more than any other team in the league, which is incredible to think about. They lead the league in deep ball percentage, and Caleb's EPA on that is actually 11th in the league. So that's showing some improvement, too, that his deep ball accuracy is improving. And I think when you look at this matchup, there's going to be opportunities to continue to take those shots downfield. So I think as long as he's doing those things we've seen better in the last couple of weeks, which is, you know, get one of its pass protection, which we can get to in a second, because that might be a little concerning. But if he can get his feet set, lined up with his target, and get that accuracy going, then there's going to be opportunities for some big plays in this game against the Raiders.
Adam, my belief is simple in this one. It's just a matter of whoever can run the football and stop the run is going to win the game. And I think the Bears have a decided advantage in being able to do those things based on what the Raiders have not been able to do and what the Bears are continuing to try to establish as far as their running game.
Well, look, I mean, the Bears rushing EPA is 30th, which is not good. The good news is the Raiders rushing EPA is 32nd. So they're one of two teams. They're one of two teams worse than the Bears so far this season in running the football. And I know that it's been a big storyline for both teams this week and getting that going. The Bears had a big meeting on Monday where they looked at, you know, every aspect of the run game and how they could be better. And you know, my colleague Adam Johns wrote about that today on allchgo.com. So, you know, I think there's room for improvement this week. I think this Raiders defense is it's fine. It's not good. It's not great. It's you know, but I guess my point is I could see the Bears being a little bit better running the football this week. I would hope they would be after spending so much time on it as an emphasis this week. But at the same time, we haven't seen a ton of evidence that it's all of a sudden just going to click just because. But on the other side of it, you know, I think the Raiders have the better running back, but they have not. Their offensive line's been a mess. Right. I mean, they can't protect Geno Smith, and they haven't been opening up holes for Ashangenti at all. So I guess it comes down to how much you trust what the Bears did last week against the Cowboys to carry over. Because I don't know. I still saw Javonte Williams break loose a number of times. So it would not shock me if Ashangenti has a couple, you know, pretty big significant runs in this football game.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Adam Hoge is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Let's get to the protection piece, Hoge. I know you mentioned that. And what the Bears are going to do if Darnell Wright is unavailable. How comfortable do you feel if it is Theo Benedet filling in at right tackle this week?
Well, I'd feel more comfortable if Max Crosby wasn't opposite of him, where he usually lines up on the left side of the Raiders defensive line. He's more, you know, you're going to see him on the left side way more than the right. And so that's usually going up against the right tackle. Look, the Bears were going to have a Max Crosby problem regardless, because he's one of those guys that can wreck games regardless of who your right tackle is. But then when you realize that Darnell Wright was, you know, had a right elbow injury, which is that outside arm that he needs to be able to extend and punch with, that was concerning. What was interesting about that, if Darnell Wright's able to go, I don't know if you guys have brought this up yet, but 2 years ago when the Raiders were in Chicago, Darnell Wright had a left shoulder injury and played that game basically one-armed against Max Crosby. And he was a rookie, and he played really, really well. Now, that's the opposite arm, obviously, left shoulder versus right elbow. Yeah. But that is kind of a weird coincidence, yeah. I guess, and not a good one, that Darnell Wright's already done this one-armed against Max Crosby before in his career. Now, so far he hasn't practiced. We'll see what it looks like today. But the original question was Theo Benedet. You know, Theo's a great story. And as much as we can look at this glass half empty and be like, well, what the hell? Ozzie Trapillo was your second-round pick. Shouldn't he be the guy starting at right tackle? The reality is that glass half full, Theo Benedet's come on really strong, and he's answered the bell every time they've asked him to do anything. Now, it's a small sample size of real NFL snaps through 3 weeks, and this is a much different matchup going up against Max Crosby. But I guess I feel somewhat optimistic that it won't be a disaster, you know, that they can, that Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar are going to come up with ways to help. Because they're going to have to do that regardless, whether it's a one-armed Darnell Wright or a two-armed Theo Benedet.
Wow.
You're going to need help over there on the right side.
With all the two-arm football players.
I mean, at least somebody has two arms in this scenario. That's one-arm good guy. To know.
This is why Grody wore the fugitive t-shirt today. I get it now.
Ah, it's all coming together. It really is. I want to throw this out there to everybody, though. Are we overlooking the fact that perhaps Theo Benedet, I know when you're building the actives and inactives list, that you've already decided this is going to be the dedicated backup. But do you also think that maybe just because it was the right tackle that went down in the game last week, Darnell Wright went down momentarily, as you just discussed, you think there's a chance Ozzie Trapillo is actually active this time around because that is his his college position anyway? Like, is that a possibility here?
Well, I think you're on to something, Layla, in that that was my same thinking, that it's just Theo had a better chance to be the swing tackle because he can play both sides. And so earlier in the week, I would have thought that. But the thing is we're not allowed to see all of practice, but we are, from what we have been able to see this week, it looks like Theo's the next guy up. Now, unless they're just pulling that over our heads, and then as soon as the media go away, they switch it. You know, I guess that's theoretically possible. But, you know, to this point, it's not just what we've seen this week. It's what we saw in training camp too. I mean, Theo seems like he's that next guy, and that's how you do this. You create competition. You ideally strip away draft status, and you just go off of who looks better right now, who gives us a better chance to win right now. And I think from what we've seen, Grody, unless you disagree with me at all, like, I think what we've seen since the start of training camp, and I don't think any of us would have thought this 2 months ago, but Theo Benedet has earned this spot and this opportunity to be that next guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And I'll tell you what, Adam, throughout the whole process, while I didn't necessarily like the idea that an undrafted free agent was looking better than your second round pick, I was happy that they were in earnestly having an open competition instead of kind of knowing, wink, wink, who they want. I thought that at first, I thought Benedict was kind of a prop, like kind of like motivate these guys. But yeah. I think you're right. Like they look at it and they probably don't like the fact that they're looking at an undrafted guy as being better. But if he is, he is. And I don't know that we would have seen this with many coaching staffs.
Right. And I think it's a credit to development, which is something, you know, regardless of how the season goes, guys, with this new regime, we have to look at who gets developed and how much development is happening, because it's almost like we're not used to that in this town. And so we're like stunned when somebody suddenly gets better.
Such a great point.
But this is how this is supposed to work. Like yeah. you're supposed to draft and develop. There's a second part to that. It's not just draft and then plug these guys in and you get what you get. It's you're supposed to make these guys better. And and that can happen during the season. It's not like you just are who you are at week one. No, I mean, good football teams, good football programs peak later in the year, peak in December and January because of that development that's going on, and development can trump injuries. So every team deals with injuries, but it's the teams that can get better throughout the season and the guys that take advantage of the guys that go down and step up and play better. And another example of that right now that is crucial to the rest of the season is Tyreek Stevenson. It's not good that Jalen Johnson's out, but Tyreek Stevenson was drafted high. He's supposed to be a dude in year three. And so if he does what he did last week, which was really, really encouraging, and keeps that going, that's the type of development with the new coaching staff that you want to bank on and say, hey, this is real. Now all of a sudden, this dude's somebody you want to extend and keep around here for a long time.
This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Adam Hoag joining us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, the CHGO Bears host and the Hoag and Johns podcast. Adam, you were just talking about injuries and everything else. Looking at the defensive side of the ball, Stevenson we know about, but looking at where Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards are not, which is on the practice field, safe to say that they're just going to, you know, hold them out and the new goal is Washington for those guys?
Yeah, I would think so. This is where you kind of got to read between the lines of how they're handling the situation. But the fact that neither of these guys were placed on injured reserve is always an indication that they don't think it's something that's going to keep you out a minimum of 4 weeks. So that would lead you to believe that there is a chance, if not a likelihood, that one or both of those guys returns following the bye week. You know, until we see them actually show up on an injury report where they're practicing, I don't think you hold out much hope that they're going to play this week. But with the bye week coming and the fact that they haven't been put on injured reserve, hopefully they both can come back for Washington. I will say this. I did see Kyler in the locker room for quite a long time yesterday. I think that's kind of a good sign. TJ, I just saw walking through a hallway at some point. But we, it's they miss them. They miss both these guys, and I would say they especially miss Kyler Gordon. Kind of in a matchup like this too, with Brock Bowers. I mean, Brock Bowers, he looks. He 2 weeks ago, if you watched Monday Night Football against the Chargers, Brock Bowers looked really hurt. He did not look like he was moving well. And then last week, you turn on the Commanders tape, and he looked a lot better. So you give that another week, and the fact he's full go on their injury report, I think Brock Bowers is going to be a big problem on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday, Adam, because we had discussed Jake Ferguson's success Olin referred to him as check down Charlie. We referred to, but either way, regardless of how you talk about it, like Jake Ferguson had a massive amount of catches last week. So it would make sense defensively if that's the same profile that that could happen for Bowers this week.
Yeah. And I wonder what Dennis Allen's going to have up his sleeve to kind of stop this. You know, we've seen them get exotic, a bunch of dime looks in training camp. Is that something you turn to in this game? They've used Daniel Hardy as a Sam linebacker who's sort of walking up to the line of scrimmage and playing defensive end, which is what he originally was with the Bears. So he's sort of in this hybrid role. It doesn't really matter what position, though, whether I'm talking about a safety or a linebacker, a hybrid linebacker, defensive end. This is where you wish you had Kyler Gordon, somebody like that, that can maybe match up. I guess Jaquan Brisker coming down. Like somebody's got to be able to cover Brock Bowers. I'm not really sure who it is, just staring at the roster right now.
Yeah, no doubt. What was your thoughts and scouting report on Ashton Gentry when he came out of college? Were you with everybody else that he was terrific?
Yeah. There's no question. honestly, it's weird. He hasn't done much so far this season, but I was watching the tape against the Commanders, and like he had like this one outside run where he bounced and made a guy miss, and he only picked up like, I don't know, 7 or 8 yards because there wasn't much there, and there's a second level of defense to get him out of bounds. But just even the way he was moving and the way he bounced outside and slipped a tackle, like the ability's still there. I don't think this has been an Ashton Gentry problem so far early on in the season. I think it's been more of a Raiders offense and specifically offensive line problem. Another indication of that is they're the opposite of the Bears. If you look at their run tendencies, the Bears are towards the last in the league in running inside runs. Everything's been to the outside. We know that's a tendency of DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
The Raiders have been the opposite. They're still trying to get the ball in the A and the B gaps, and they just haven't had a ton of success of it. But we know Ashton Gentry is willing and able and wants to do that. So he's a tough runner. If he gets some daylight, I think he's going to look really good potentially in this game. And I also think Ben Johnson really likes Ashton Gentry. I think if he had fallen to the Bears, there's a good chance he would have been a Bear.
Yeah, following up on the Ashton Gentry thing, I think this is the week where this defensive line can get things done. How much confidence do you have in them on the interior specifically?
Well, that goes back to injuries, right? Grady Jarrett did not practice the last 2 days. He seems to be willing to fight through this knee issue he's dealing with, but I also don't know that it's something that's just going to miraculously disappear after the bye week. So that's a big question mark. You know, Jervon Dexter's in that same conversation as I brought up earlier with Tyreek Stevenson. He's somebody that's got to continue to develop and be a guy that this team can rely on each and every week. Now, I think we've seen some of that development. He's supplanted Andrew Billings as the starter, but they're both playing and they need both to play, and they need Billings to be able to clog up two gaps, especially in a game like this against Ashton Gentry. So I feel okay about the defensive line, but I still there are too many open gaps last week against the Cowboys when they were trying to run the ball, and so I think Dennis Allen had a lot of work to do in that area this week too to get the run defense where it needs to be.
Agreed. Adam Hoge, thanks as always for your time, your insight, and unfortunately some really really scary stats. So thanks for those as well.
Yeah, sorry. I'll try to bring less scary stats.
No,
tell the truth.
No, the EPA on the run game was gross. We need to know it.
Yep. Got some White Sox numbers, White Sox stats.
Yeah, you are the Sox fan. How are you feeling about the season overall?
The number is 100. I get it, Adam.
Yeah, I feel great, though. I mean, what's there? Yeah, no.
Nothing to see here.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So you said scary truth, and then, you know, Grody had to make it about the White
Sox. There's only so much a man can
Layla
take.
Layla started it.
Yeah. Sure I did.
Yeah.
Adam, thanks as always. We appreciate the time.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you.
That was Adam Hoge. You can check his work out on CHGO and the Hoge and Johns podcast. And it's a great time to mention, by the way, since the Bears are playing the Vegas Raiders, Spiegel and Holmes are live from Circa in Las Vegas for a three-hour show following today's...
tour.
Yes. And hopefully it is a three-hour tour of sports following today's Cubs postgame show, where they better win. Cubs, they'll be on again tomorrow, Spiegel and Holmes, for a special show from 11 to 12:45 Saturday, from the pool, and then Monday from 2 to 6 with full reaction to the Bears and Raiders game. That is Spiegel and Holmes from Circa in Las Vegas, right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. We got to keep this flow going. It's a massive weekend for wagertainment. I think Marshall should ask Joe Ostrowski about his six-leg parlay he mentioned to us yesterday.
That was good, man. That was
we
got to
follow up on it with Joe.
You made us think.
It's also a huge weekend, as we know, in college football. Yes, I am talking to the Illini facing USC. So we'll do it all with Joe Ostrowski next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on the Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.